'Twas the night before Christmas in our apartment house. Not a sound could be heard, no barks or meows. Not a creature was stirring in apartment 4A. They'd gone to visit her mom in Green Bay. The children had hung out their stockings with care, enormous stockings, several feet square, and left for Santa their long wish lists, even the kids who doubt Santa exists. Children were sleeping all snug in their beds, in artisan sheets under natural bedspreads. When out on the lawn there arose such a racket, unusual for people in our tax bracket. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow, though when I say breast, it's a metaphor, you know, revealed a man several stories below who was skinny and solemn and dressed all in black, and he carried a bag full of rocks on his back. His eyes, how they glared, his pupils were burning, his cheeks were like glaciers, his dimples, there were none. His eyes were bright red, and his nostrils were redder, and his nose was so sharp it could open a letter. And he cried, "I am here to see who's been bad, selfish and mean to their mother and dad, who don't keep promises, don't pay back loans, just sit and text on their iPhones. And that's why I stand at your door knocking. I'm here to put stones in their Christmas stocking." I looked at my children asleep in their beds on Egyptian sheets, 1,000 threads. Their heads on pillows full of down from swans, their hair styled by the finest salons. And I remembered how on several occasions I'd come close to losing my patience when they had transgressed, disappointed, or blundered. Not many times, no more than 100. So I said, "My children are studious, loyal, obedient, trustworthy, given to toil. Their character's good, their manners are proper and honest. They've told fibs, but never a whopper." So off the gentleman flew on patrol with his bag full of cinders and lumps of coal, and I heard him exclaim as he went out of sight, "Kids are no good, and it serves them right." As soon as he left, I filled my kids' socks with opals and rubies, that kind of rocks, a big Christmas goose and a knife to carve it, a 4-year all-expense stipend for Harvard. Maybe I'm generous, but what's Christmas for? Let's blow it all and a little bit more. Up with merriment, down with St. Nicholas, coal for Christmas, don't be ridiculous. Extravagance, foolishness, blow your wad, spoil the children, spare the rod. Cruelty never made anyone better. Everyone on earth is a debtor. The day by itself is a fabulous gift, and it comes every December 25th.